Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Oh, dear. How are we tonight?
I don't know. I can't speak for you, but I'm feeling fine.
How are you? I'm flourishing, Lonnie.
Is that the royal we?
I am flourishing. Nobody said we. I said I.
No, you said, how are we doing?
You and I, yeah.
I'm glad you're flourishing.
I am. Watch out, it might spill over. what'd you see this week?
I saw A Christmas Story.
Oh, yes.
The musical.
This is, I guess, a classic now.
Oh, it totally is. It's funny. It's based on the movie, which was based on a book.
As many things
are. Yeah, and this, whatever.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
I saw it at the theater when it came out.
Oh, okay.
It was funny.
Yeah, you know, I've never actually seen it in its entirety. It's always on at Christmas, like in the background when you go over to like your aunt's house for Christmas. And so I've caught it in bits and pieces over the years. Maybe I should just watch it. But
maybe you should. It's very cute.
The musical being done at Little Lake.
And I've seen many versions of this. Mm. Little Lake has done this before, but not the musical. And other theaters have done it, and I really enjoyed the musical. It was really, really fun, and it told the story very clearly and accurately, just like the movie. And it just was such a sweet look back on childhood and remembering the excitement you felt as a kid at Christmas. Because this is
being a child in the 70s?
40s.
40s.
In Indiana.
Okay.
So it's really cute. You know, the time of innocence and when kids were a lot more innocent then. Now, I know a lot of things haven't changed, but believe me, kids in the 40s were a lot more innocent. Not that I was a kid then, not yet, but
I gotcha.
It was just different. They didn't have the TV that, you know, it was different. So this little boy, the lead in this show, who was, by the way, adorable, the young man, Ralphie, was played by Dylan Lawton, and all Ralphie wanted was his Red Ryder carbine action.
But he'll shoot his eye out, right? Yes. That's what they say.
Like, yes, that's part of it. And that's what we all heard growing up, you know? Put your eye out. But anyway, I highly recommend this. It was so much fun, and it had everything that you would want to see in a musical. There was a live band, live music, and there were some really big production numbers with dancing. There was even a tap dance set and lots of choreography.
Please tell me it was a bunch of leg lamps tap dancing. Because that's like the iconic thing about this movie. It's a play about a leg lamp in a lot of ways, right?
It's about a father that wins. He enters all these contests. That was Nathan Hogue, the father. And the father is just such an iconic character. And this Nathan Hogue was really cute at it. I don't know if you remember, but the father is always swearing, but he's not really swearing. It's like flippity jibbit or runner, flip and flopping, yeah. Flip flop underwear, runner. You know, it's like under his breath, and it's, if you listen carefully, it's all this ridiculous.
Because he's trying not to swear,
of conscience,
yeah,
to prevent it. Yeah, very cute. And the mother is played by Leah Hillgrove, and she's just such a talented person. I just enjoyed her voice so much, and her acting, and she was such a kindly, motherly, wonderful mother to her sons. It was well cast, I thought, and the narrator was Eric Matthews, and he narrates the show as a grown-up Ralphie, and as he's narrating, we're watching the scenes play out that he's describing, and I love the way he got this kind of wistful look of nostalgia in his eyes when he was talking about being a child and what happened. Hmm. And some of the numbers, the songs were really cute. Things like You'll Shoot Your Eye Out was a song.
They made that into a musical.
Yeah. And When You're a Wimp was one. And Ralphie to the Rescue, where he imagines himself saving the day with his little BB gun that he's hoping to get for Christmas.
Please tell me that the kid that gets his tongue stuck to the flagpole
has a solo number while his tongue is stuck to the flagpole.
No, but it was funny has to listen sing to like him that. Talk.
That would be hysterical.
That would.
If I were to write this, that would be a whole solo, and it would be 5 minutes long of just stuff you couldn't understand. And then there would be a whole number of just dancing leg lamps. Like, maybe, like, it'd be women who's, like, from the waist up, were all wearing black on a black background, and all you saw were, like, all these, just the legs, you know, going.
Your imagination is astounding.
Imagination? No, this is this close to becoming a reality. I'm calling the producers.
Oh, there you go.
Tomorrow.
But this was a really, a feel-good production. I was very tired the night I went to see it. I was like, oh, I'm so tired.
Thanks for hanging in there,
and
pal.
And then the show started, and I just could feel myself getting energized and lifted.
It's like a holiday cup of coffee. It's like spiked eggnog.
A holiday piece of cake. It's just sweet and delicious, really. It's a tender, affectionate view of the magic of Christmas through a child's eyes. And that's how you feel as you come out. You feel young again. You feel start to feel the excitement of Christmas. Whoa. And the kids, there was a huge cast.
You're going to be doing cartwheels here.
Almost. If I could, I would. It was a huge cast. And each and every one of the children in it were just adorable and talented. And they sang these big musical numbers with these little kitty voices that were so sweet and beautiful and harmonizing. It wasn't... I don't have any criticism for this. This was really, really a fun show. The first night I saw it, opening night, it was sold out. And I understand that the tickets are going really quickly. Mm. It runs through December 16th. And it's the final show of their 70th anniversary season.
Very good. How was the hummus platter?
It's delicious. I've had that. I've had almost everything on that menu.
You're a connoisseur out there. Now, if I got you this for Christmas...
No, I don't want that.
Well, I know you don't, but if I did... Like,
I'd give it back to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even as a friend would you like be, oh, that's really nice.
No.
And like plug it in and put it out when I came over, really?
No, we know each other too well for me to pretend to be nice.
What if we didn't?
If we didn't know each other?
That well, and I was like, look, I really thought of you when I saw and
because of the fishnet, so...
Right, and I got you two to put side by side because that then more resembles you more.
Yeah. Well, if I didn't know you very well, I might pretend to like them, but I doubt it.
So what? The more brutally honest you are, I guess, the more... Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I've done that with gifts. I've opened them and said, oh, this is so nice, thank you, but why don't you just return it? I know you spent a lot of money on it, and I wouldn't use this.
Oh my God, I would be crushed. Even as, like, polite as that's trying to be, I would know what you meant.
Well, what I mean is take it back and get your money back. I won't use it.
How have people reacted?
They take it back and get their money back.
Do you ever see them again?
Yeah.
Because they're family and you're stuck with them. Is that what... Okay.
And they're stuck with me.
Well, this year, maybe give the gift of a ticket to this wonderful, heartwarming holiday show. Huh?
Oh, I think anybody and everybody would enjoy it. There was so much humor and laughter and joy, you know. It was really
tidings
a nice
of
night out.
Humor and joy.
Yeah, if you're in a bad mood, go see it. You won't be in a bad mood anymore.
I might never leave then.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.